Thank you for joining Dayspring Christian Church today. Our aim is to share the transforming love and power of Jesus Christ. Please enjoy a Sunday sermon already in progress.
So you got your Bibles. I want to start off by reading this scripture. It's a scripture that we all know. And it's Psalms 91, verse 1 to 9. It says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest under the shadows of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord, that he alone is my refuge, my place of safety, is my God. And I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terror by the night, nor the arrows that fly in the day, nor dread the disease that stalk in darkness, nor the disasters that strike at midday. Though 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 die around you, these evils will not touch you. Just and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter. Amen. This afternoon, I want to talk to you about a journey that I've been on. The Lord has been taking me on a journey, and it all started about, I would say, maybe a year and a half ago, when I was in the place where I was asking God, I wanted to be more authentic. I wanted to be more real. You ever heard that? You want to be real? I want to be real with you, Lord. I know we pray that, right? And I was at a place in my life where, you know, I'll give you a little background about me. I'm a pastor. I was a youth pastor, young adult pastor, associate pastor at a previous church. And I've been in church, and I've been doing a lot in church. And I realized that I got to a point in my life where I perfected church, but something else was missing.
Yeah.
I was really good at church, but something was missing. I was growing, but I was not growing, I don't think, in the right way, because I felt uncomfortable in this growth. It wasn't a growth that felt like it was of God. It felt like a growth of myself and my efforts and my strength and everything that I had. It felt like a growth that it just didn't feel natural. Amen. So seeking to be authentic, and I was seeking to be real, and I was seeking a way to see God outside of religion. I wanted to see God outside of religion. Because I realized that religion has become a lot of people's gods.
That's right.
All right, I hear you with me. So let's turn your Bibles, because I'm not just going to talk. We're going to look at the Bible. We're going to do a little bit of Bible study this afternoon. And then at the end, we're going to see where the Lord is taking us. Amen? So let's, if you have your Bibles, turn it to John chapter 17. We're going to read from 13 to 19. I'm reading from the New Living Translation, John chapter 17, from 13 to 19. And it says this, and this is, let me give you some context behind this scripture. This is Jesus praying to God. So this is Jesus praying to his Father about the work that he's done while he was here, right? And so Jesus, he's about to go to the cross. Before he went to the cross, he went away by himself, and he went to a private praying place to pray to God. And listen, this is so interesting in what he prayed to God. Listen to what he said to the Lord in John chapter 17, verse 13 to 19, he says this. Jesus says, "Now I am coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world, so they would be filled with my joy. I have given them my word, and the world hates them because they do not belong to the world." Interesting. Okay. "Just as I do not belong to the world, I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but keep them safe from the evil one." Right. "Belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is true. Just as you sent me into the world, I'm sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them so that they can be made holy by your truth." Did you guys understand this?
Yeah, man.
"I'm not asking you, Lord." This is Jesus going to God. It says, "I'm not asking you, Lord, to take them out of the world, but keep them in this world and keep them safe from evil." What is Jesus talking about? It seems here that Jesus is talking about two worlds.
Come on. Yep.
He's talking about two worlds. He's saying, look, you know, I'm in this world. We're in this world, Lord. You know, I'm coming back to you. And even though they're here, I don't want you to take them out of here. I know we pray about going to heaven, right? But Jesus says, I don't want them to come to heaven. I want them to stay here. Because I taught them everything that they need to know here. So I want them to stay here, Lord. But I don't want them to be here just as I'm not a part of this. But I still want them to remain here in my truth. Okay, let me go a little bit deeper. Let's go to Romans 12. Let's go to Romans 12. Romans chapter 12. Are you still with me? Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, transformed that you may prove what that is good and acceptable, perfect will of God."
Yeah.
Lord, based on this scripture, if your mind is not renewed, it is hard for you to understand what is the perfect will of God. It is hard to understand when your mind is not renewed. A lot of us are walking around with a way of thinking that is focused on where you are and not renewed to the will of God, but you cannot understand the will of God until your mind is renewed. Amen? It's like a parable. Your mind has to be renewed. Amen? So listen to Jesus now, and I want you to see his mission statement. And I want you to understand, when you hear a mission statement, your mission statement determines how you do things as you move forward. If you have a mission statement for your life, this determines how you move, how you work, how you act. It determines the things that you do as you move forward in your life. So listen to Jesus' mission statement in Matthew chapter 4. Go quickly to Matthew chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. And we're going to break this scripture down. Amen? I got to teach you this before we preach. So Matthew chapter 4, verse 16 to 17, it says, this is Jesus speaking. He says, "To the people who sat in darkness have seen the great light. And upon those who sat in the region of the shadow of death, light has dawned. And from that day forward, Jesus began to preach, saying, repent,
you know, no.
of heaven."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here that we miss. When we read the Bible, we read the Bible, but we don't really stop and think about the things that we read. I want you to understand that when you look at scripture in the Bible, scripture is scripture. It's powerful, but it's the context of the scripture that you got to focus on. You got to understand, what is the scripture telling me? You don't just read the Bible and just like read it and walk away. You got to ask yourself, you got to stop and you got to say, what is the scripture telling me? And sometimes you got to meditate on this. And when we say meditation from here in the pulpit, what we're talking about is that you look at certain words and you try to understand, where are these words taking me to? It says, for the people who sat in darkness, and then you see a word here named light, and you see then a word repent. These are all significant words. Now check this out. In the original language, the word darkness, when you see that word darkness, it means ignorance. That's that word darkness. It doesn't mean that you're in the dark. It means ignorance. So if you ever see the Bible say there was darkness that covered the land, you know, in Genesis it say the earth was dark. What that word literally translate means is that the earth is filled with ignorance. There was no knowledge. There was no information. And then when you see the word light in the Bible, in this scripture, that word is translated as knowledge and revelation. Amen? So when you read this with that understanding, here's how the scripture reads. It reads like this. It said, the people who sat in ignorance have seen a great revelation. Upon those who sat in the region of the shadow of death, knowledge had dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, change the direction and return to the way you originally need to think, because the kingdom of heaven has arrived. Of heaven has arrived. Change the way we are thinking, because the kingdom of heaven has arrived. Now I understand the principal purpose of Jesus coming to earth was to reestablish his kingdom of heaven on earth. The principal purpose of now, when you look at the Bible in 2 Corinthians, there's an interesting word in 2 Corinthians, verse 5 and 20. I got to give you scripture because I'm taking you to a deep place. And I cannot go deep without the word. Now, in 2 Corinthians 5, chapter 5 and 20, the Bible calls us ambassadors of Christ. That's interesting. So you got to look at that word. I told you about the Bible. When you see these words, you got to all understand, what does that mean? So an ambassador means it's an accredited diplomat sent by a country as its official representative to a foreign country. Wow. The Bible calls us an ambassador. So an ambassador is an accredited diplomat. Diplomat that is sent by a country as its official representative in a foreign country. And the Bible calls us ambassadors. What does that mean? Are we sent to represent in a foreign country? So where is our original citizenship? As an ambassador, I want you to understand this. An ambassador represents a country. And this is a big revelation. Wherever the ambassador goes, the country goes with him.
Right.
You see an ambassador. If you go downtown, you're going to see the embassy, right? The U.S. embassy. The Jamaican embassy, the Grenadian embassy, I don't know where from, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, all the different embassies that are here in Canada. Do you realize wherever you see that embassy, that land that the embassy is on, do you realize that's the land of the country?
Right.
Jamaican embassy, when you walk into that building, you know you're in Jamaica? Know that?
True. It's true.
Yeah, we
U.S. visa. You walked into the U.S. embassy. You're in the United States. Right. As an ambassador, the country follows you.
Right.
We're called to represent the kingdom of heaven on earth. We are called to represent the kingdom. God's purpose and plan was to colonize earth with the nation of heaven.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's called us to colonize earth with the nation of heaven. And the nation of heaven is called the kingdom. That is why Jesus said in Matthew 16:19, that I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
You bind on earth, bind in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be what? Loosed in heaven. Why are we walking around in chains when Jesus has given us the keys to unlock heaven in our lives? Why are we still walking around in chains? Why are we still walking around worried about what we're going to eat and the things that are going to happen? Why are we still walking around in the bondage of this world when God has given us the keys to open up the kingdom in our lives? Here's a scripture I'm about to preach now, so get ready.
Amen.
The apostles. Let's go there. Because we got to take you to Bible study, because a lot of y'all don't show up to Bible study, so we're doing it here. Awesome. Verse 22. I'm going to read you something very interesting, and then we're going to break it down.
What chapter?
Chapter 22, verse 24 to 29. You can go research it at your own leisure. So check this out. So this is a scripture about Paul the Apostle. All right. So the scripture reads, the commander brought Paul inside and ordered him lashed and whipped to make him confess his crimes. Listen to this. He wanted to find out why the crowd had come and was so furious. So basically, they brought Paul in, Paul the Apostle, and the commander was about to whip Paul. And here's the thing. When they tied Paul down and they were about to lash him, Paul said to the officers standing there, is it legal for you to whip a Roman citizen?
Come on now.
Even been tried?
Sorry.
Officer heard that he was a, he. When the officer heard this, he ran to his commander and said, whoa, we're doing something wrong here, right? And then they came back and they asked Paul, I'm paraphrasing, you can read it in your own time. They asked Paul, wait a minute, are you a Roman citizen?
Right. Fantastic.
Says, no, I bought my citizenship. How are you a Roman citizen? Paul said to him, no, I'm a citizen from birth. I am a Roman citizen. When they heard that, they quickly released him. And they were basically apologizing to him and said, sorry that we're about to whip you.
Right.
Come on. That's right. I want you to understand, Paul, what he did, he exercised his rights. He was about to be lashed. Right when he was about to be eaten, that he had dual citizenship.
Right.
To beat him, right? They were about to whip him. He remembered and said, wait a minute, I have dual citizenship. That the citizenship has rights and privileges.
Word. Right.
Church, I want you to understand that even though you live in this world,
yeah,
in the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Citizenship is in the kingdom.
That's right.
like Paul, it's time for you to pull out your record of citizenship. Go back to the book, and I want you to read your constitutional rights, your rights as a citizen, and take your privileges back as kingdom citizens of the Most High God.
Amen.
For you to look into the book. And I know that things are coming at you. I know that there's confusion coming at you and a whole bunch of things coming and even whipping you and trying to push you down. But I want you to know that you have rights.
Citizenship. Yeah.
Listen to this. The kingdom of God takes your focus off of survival and puts it into living.
Yes.
On the kingdom. When you focus on the kingdom, on the nation that God has created for us here on earth, it takes you off of survival and it brings you back to a place of living. Amen? The kingdom of God takes care of its citizens. Every king takes care of his citizens. And here's the big thing that I want you to understand. The king's reputation is determined by the status of his citizens.
Right.
You want to see how a king lives, look at his citizens. If you want to see the glory of a king, I want you to walk up. Has anyone ever been to a castle? Has everyone ever seen one of those things or seen one of those royal palaces or whatever? When you walk in, what do you see? You see beautiful trees, manicured gardens. What do you see? You see gold pillars. You see gold chandeliers, gold on the wall. What do you see? You see marble tiles. You see all those things. What are you seeing? You're seeing the glory of the king before you even see the king.
Right.
The servants are dressed and you see how they walk in privilege. What do you see? You see the glory of the king before you see the king.
Right.
You see the reputation of the king before you even step foot in the presence of the king.
Yeah.
So if God is your king, his glory should be shining in your life.
Right.
Has created you to be should be glorified in your life. Everything he says in this constitution should be reflected in your life. That's why, church, I want you to understand that the kingdom, in the kingdom, there is no sickness and disease.
Come on, buddy.
Disease.
Right.
Inflation in the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
There is no inflation in the kingdom of heaven. This is in the kingdom of heaven. In this world. Still don't believe it. It's in the kingdom of heaven. I'm not messing with your religion right now. I know it's hard for you to hear me. There's no stress. There's no anxiety in the kingdom of heaven. I'm telling you. You're looking at the prices of bread, auto bread. Auto bread is cheap in the kingdom of heaven. I know that'll make you mad. Beef fat is cheap in the kingdom.
Hey.
It's always sales.
Sorry, God.
I got a scripture for you. Let's look at Luke 12. Oh, man, I love this Bible. I'm showing you rights. I'm showing you keys. Because the Bible says he's given us keys to unlock things. I'm showing you where to find the keys, where how to exercise your rights. I'm showing you the scriptures. These are common scriptures. And I'm showing you the things that you need to do in order to transition your thinking, because this is how you get into the kingdom. I'm telling you, it's not, you have to understand, it's not a place that you say, well, I can physically go. It is a place, but it starts here.
That's right.
It's a transition from one way of thinking, a transition into the thinking of that God has you and he's here to sustain you. And no matter what you do or what you go through, he's going to be there for you. And the Bible says that he will never leave you nor forsake you, nor your seed begging for bread. But if your thinking is not there,
all right,
remain in this form.
And
let me show you something. It says here in Luke chapter 12, verse 22 to 32, and this is Jesus speaking to the disciples. He says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. What you will eat? Stop. Teacher, tell me. Do not worry about your life.
That's right.
One more time. Do not worry about your life.
Right.
You will eat, about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. They do not sow or reap or have storehouses or barns, but yet God feeds them. More valuable are you than birds.
That's right. Come on.
What you worry can add a single day to your life.
Yes.
Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about this? Consider the flowers, how they grow. They do not labor nor spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor is dressed as one of these. If that is how God clothes grass, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe? Faith.
Yeah.
Faith it till you make it, right? Do not set your hearts on what you will eat or drink or worry about it. Uh-huh. A world.
Yeah.
After all these things.
Yeah.
And your Father knows that you need them. But check this out. But see first the kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. And look at verse 32. You guys don't read verse 32. And it says this, do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't read verse 32. Do not be afraid, little flock. Has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Says, I give bird everything the bird needs.
Right.
It's where? In its environment. The bird got to go out to try to find food. Everything the bird needs is in the environment. If the bird wants to make a nest, where does the bird go? It finds the stick. It makes the nest. The bird wants food. Where does the bird go? It goes around. It flies in little worms and little seeds, and it goes back and gets the food. Where does the bird go if it wants water? It finds a brook, and it finds and it gets something to drink. Amen?
Amen.
How does the flowers grow? The flower needs to be planted in soil. If the flowers are planted in the soil, then the flower will grow. Amen?
Amen.
So what will happen to the flower? It will die. As born again, blood-washed believers, water-baptized men and women of God, you are created to flourish in the kingdom. God created the environment of the kingdom so that you can flourish. He created the environment of the kingdom so that you can be sustained. Created the environment of the kingdom so that you can have all things, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. They can raise the gas prices to $3. I reviewed that. The $3. It still won't bother you.
Right.
Up and up and up, and you will still have enough groceries in your fridge. All these things will be falling at your right hand, and it will fall at your left hand, and it will fall all around you, but it will not touch you. Why? Because you will make the Most High God your inhabitation. You make him your refuge. You make him your refuge. It starts with alignment.
That's right.
You got to be aligned with God and aligned with his kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Own path, doing our own things, trying to live at the standards of this world and listen to what they're saying, you will not survive. Your constitutional book, which is the word of God, and you need to flip through the pages of the Constitution and read about your citizenship and your rights, and read about the things and the privileges that comes with you being man and woman, citizens of the Most High God. You need to look at subsection 12, Article 2, verse 32, and whatever it says, well, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto me. You need to go before God with these things and read the promises of God. And that your rights is in the book.
Right.
If I want to keep you in bondage, I'll keep you ignorant. I want to keep you in bondage, I will not tell you the truth.
All right.
I want to keep you in bondage, I will keep you in darkness by lying to you. I will hold things from you. And that is the plan of the enemy.
Right.
I want your mind to be renewed. He doesn't want you to be transformed. He doesn't want you to get back to the place where you understand your rights as a citizen in the kingdom of God. That is why this message sounds a little funny to some people.
Yeah.
Because this goes beyond religion. This is now, you're entering the new territory. Now you're entering a territory of legal rights and responsibility of your king.
That's right.
You step out of religion.
Yeah.
You're getting to their constitutional right as a believer, as an ambassador, as a son, and as a daughter of the Most High God. So now you can go out into this world, and now you can listen to what they're saying. And you can understand that I don't live by the rules of this world. I live by the Constitution and the Kingdom of Heaven. Justin Trudeau saying he can add 60 million gas taxes on top of the taxes, it will not come near you.
Hallelujah.
You got to go back, and now we got to think, and now we got to go back and we got to look at our lives, and now we got to go back and we got to actually, when you go back to your prayer life and your prayer closet, apologize to God and say, Lord, I'm sorry. You've given me all the answers, and everything that I need is here in your Constitution.
Right.
Sorry, Lord, because I am a citizen, I'm a son, and I'm a daughter of the Most High God. And you are my father, you are my king,
right.
You are sustainer, you are Abba, you are my source. And everything I need, oh Lord, is in you, and you've provided it in your kingdom. I repent, I renew my mind, I renew my thinking. And I'm ready to walk in a different environment in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We praise your holy name.